Dear ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the earnings call of Nemetschek Group. At our customer's request, this conference will be recorded. As a reminder, all participants will be in a listen-only mode. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. If any participant has difficulties hearing the conference, please press star key followed by zero on your telephone for operator assistance. May I now hand you over to Ms. Zimmermann, who will lead you through this conference. Please go ahead, madam.
Thank you, operator. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to our conference call regarding the publication of the first quarter of 2017. As always, we have prepared a short presentation with the most important figures and events of the last 3 months. At the moment, we are currently having 20 participants in this call, so thank you very much for your interest in Nemetschek. Now let's start with the presentation. I would like to hand over to Patrick Heider, who will lead you through the presentation.
Thank you, Stephanie. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the financial results Q1 2017 of the Nemetschek Group. After my short presentation, I'm happy to answer your questions. Starting the Nemetschek Group highlights in Q1 2017. We had an excellent and dynamic start into the year 2017. Revenues increased by a strong 24% to 96.3 million euro. The organic growth rate is on a high 18.3%. Revenues abroad increased significantly by 26.5% to 67.5 million euro. Revenue share outside Germany at 70.1%, Americas at 27%. Also, the domestic revenues were in growth mode with 18.5% to 28.8 million euro. The recurring revenue showed a strong growth by 31.5% to 43.8 million euro. The revenue share is on a high 45.4%. Also, the software licenses showed a very strong development with a growth of 20.4%. EBITDA grew stronger than revenues, despite the strategic investments we are performing into future growth opportunities. EBITDA is up by 25.5% year-on-year to 26.3 million euro. The margin increased from 27% to 27.4%. Let's turn to the second page of the Nemetschek Group highlights in Q1 2017. Net income on group shares showed strong growth of 28.6% to 14.2 million euro. The EPS is at 0.37, previous year 0.29. Our cash and balance sheet status remains very solid. Cash and cash equivalents at 101.4 million euro, net liquidity at 11.7 million euro. Equity ratio on solid 45.2%. Those results are giving us leeway for further investments and acquisitions. Our AGM takes place on June 1st, 2017 in Munich. The dividend proposal is of 0.65 per share, which is a dividend increase of 30% year-on-year. The total amount to be distributed is around 25 million euro. The Q1 performance is an excellent basis for the whole fiscal year. We continue to be the fastest-growing software company in Europe, same time executing well on efficiency and investing into strategic growth opportunities. Therefore, we confirm our guidance in revenues of 395 million-401 million euro, an increase by 17%-19%, and an EBITDA range of 100 million-103 million euro. Let's turn to page three. We had an excellent and dynamic start into the year 2017. Revenues in Q1 2017 increased strongly by 24% to 96.3 million euro. Dofus and DesignData contributed revenues of around 4.5 million euro. Thus, organic growth rate was on a high 18.3% year-on-year. On the next page, we are showing our continuing success in terms of internationalization. Revenues abroad grew by strong 26.5%. Strongest growth regions are Americas, Asia, and the Nordic countries. We continue in our internationalization efforts and see great potential to grow further in all regions. Also, in Germany, we grew very strong by 18.5% in Q1. On page six, we can notice our great performance and balanced growth of software licenses and recurring revenues. Software licenses were up by 20.4% to 48.5 million euro. That was achieved by new customer wins as well as by higher penetration of existing customers. Combined with our high attach rate of around 75%, this will lead us to recurring revenues in the upcoming period. Recurring revenues were up by a strong 31.5% to 43.8 million euro and a revenue share of 45.4%. In our recurring revenues, besides software maintenance, subscription and software as a services revenues are included. The strong increase in Q1 is also because of the strong subscription contribution of Dofus and DesignData. On page 7, our increased profitability is reflected. EBITDA increased stronger than revenues in Q1 2017. EBITDA is up by 25.5% to €26.3 million. The EBITDA margin improved to 27.4%, despite lower margin of strong growing acquired brands. We also continue with our investments into future growth potentials with our strategic initiatives. On the next slide, the strong performance in net income and EPS is reflected. Net income grew by 28.6% year-on-year to €14.2 million. Net income without PPA by 28.3% to €16.7 million. That leads us to an EPS of 37 eurocent and 43 eurocent without PPA. The tax rate was with 28.4% below the year before, 29.2%. Let's move to our segment overview on page 9. The design segment continued the strong growth by 18%, organic growth on high 15.4% in all regions and brands by an increased EBITDA margin of 28.3%. The build segment performed a very strong growth of 42.9%, inorganic revenue contribution of €3.1 million by Design Data, thus organic growth rate on high 26.9%. The further growth investments are reflected in the margin development in the build segment. The managed segment showed very good growth of 20.3% and an improved margin development. The media and entertainment segment showed a strong Q1 with a growth rate of 13.2% on a high margin level. On page 10, we see our solid cash flow situation. The slight increase in operating cash is driven by the one-off effect of the Bluebeam earn-out payment. Thus, adjusted operating cash flow is up by 26.3% year-on-year to €26.9 million. Investing cash flow is mainly driven from CapEx and the acquisition of the Rofus. The conversion rate is on strong 83%. On the last slide, we want to confirm our positive outlook for 2017. The excellent start into 2017 is a strong base for the whole fiscal year. Digitalization and IT spending will drive further the use of software solutions in AEC. The BIM market is expected to grow remarkably in the next years as more and more governments are supportive to mandate the adoption of BIM regulations. In this positive market environment, the Nemetschek Group is positioned great. Clear focus on AEC market, leading player in open BIM solutions, innovation leader for our customers, and strong financial base to invest strategic into future growth opportunities. We will continue to grow strong organically and via acquisitions. Therefore, we confirm our guidance of revenues between €395 to €401 million, which reflects a growth of 17 to 19%, and EBITDA in a range of €100 to €103 million. Thank you very much for your continuing interest in the Nemetschek Group. I am now happy to answer your questions. Dear operator, maybe you can open the line for the Q&A part.
Yes, sure.
Thank you.
If you would like to ask the question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad now to enter the queue. Once your name has been announced, you can ask the question. If you find your question is answered before it is your turn to speak, you can dial 02 to cancel your question. If you're using speaker equipment today, please lift the handset before making your selection. One moment, please, for the first question. The first question is from Chandramouli Sriraman of MindFirst. Please go ahead.
Hi, good morning. Congrats on a great set of numbers. Patrick, I just had a couple of questions. In terms of the underlying growth, I mean, Q4 was obviously affected by the trade fair, and Q1 obviously now by the slip deals. Can you just talk through the underlying growth that you see for Q1, and maybe also comment on what you're seeing for in the first month of Q2? And also, in terms of the market change, Autodesk obviously is in a CEO transition. Any comments on what you're seeing in terms of the market there? Do you see some customers be interested in Nemetschek more because of this disruption there? Thanks.
Okay, thank you very much for the question, Chandra. For the first one, it's as you know, the seasonality in the last year was a little bit out of order compared to the last 10 years in the Nemetschek Group. So this is why it's very difficult to go into that discussion, what Q4 and Q1. Take it in a way that Q4 and Q1 was a very good growth when you took them together. But we also had a very strong Q2 last year. So The question is, what was the pull forward effect? So then there wouldn't be any catch-up effect in Q1. So we see it very positive. We see the organic growth rate slightly above the guidance we gave out in terms of organic growth, and we will continue that one in the upcoming periods. So we see the all three quarters, remaining three quarters, very positive, but we need to respect the seasonality of the business. So we see it positive, Q4 and Q1, both together, very good growth rates, and Q1 was excellent. Concerning the Autodesk transition, the CEO transition, or the general atmosphere in the market, yes, we do see a lot of demands and also and good demands for the Nemetschek Group product. Because what we do more and more see that just bringing products without innovations to the cloud is maybe not the thing the customer is asking for. The customer still wants to have the innovations, the development in the software solutions, what they need for solving their challenges. And just bringing something to the cloud without innovations, this is where we still benefit and will benefit in the future as well. So yes, main competition remains, of course, Autodesk, especially in the design segment, as you know, and we see a high demand and a good demand in discussions also with existing Autodesk customers. So we are very positive on that.
Great. And maybe one quick follow-up question. Can you just comment on how strong Bluebeam was? You continue to believe it can grow by  30%-40% this year?
Yeah, Bluebeam remains in a strong growth mode. They are around the 30% in revenues. And as international situation is grabbing up now, the international growth rate in terms of European growth rates are stronger percentage-wise than the U.S. business, but U.S. business remains strong. Yes, we do see it sustainable, what we always said, that the next years is possible growing between the 30% and 40% in revenues.
Great.
35%. So yes, we are positive, and they perform very well.
Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you.
The next question is from Lars Dannenberg of Hauck & Aufhäuser. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for taking my question. Good morning. I've basically two questions left. The first one is regarding Bluebeam. You said you had the earn-out now of 5 million paid in Q1. Is this the last earn-out you had to pay for Bluebeam? And meaning, have the issues been solved you had with Bluebeam in Q4, causing your profit warning? And the second question is regarding the investment into future growth. Could you put a price tag on the growth initiatives you do, like the internationalization, cross-border development, and innovations? So how much in euros is this? Thanks.
Thank you, Lars, for the questions. The first one, the Bluebeam earn-out, yes, that was the last one. And by the way, it was integrated into, because it was highly connected, or it was connected to the management performance. So this is why it was in the OpEx as it is, and it was the last payment. And we were happy, of course, to make that payment because it was a win-win situation, as we always define earn-outs in our way. So that one was the last payment for the earn-out part. The second part is already, and as we stated, it was all kicked off in Q4 2016. I'm talking about the strategic initiatives, and also in Q1 2017. So we definitely see further investments there for the strategic initiatives, especially when it comes to the cross-development, cross-brand development part. And especially when you look to the design segment margin, where we see a strong improvement of the margin, definitely we will have an impact there. Not tremendous, but definitely in the design segment, there are all the brands who are involved into those strategic initiatives. So I can't give you detailed figures, so this is why, of course, we are happy to keep the guidance, and they are reflecting in keeping the guidance, and they will come up in Q3 or the next remaining quarters. And but without any detailed figures, because we need to see how, and the quarterly reflection is always difficult, but they will come in during the year stronger.
Okay, thanks. So basically, if I may, in a nutshell, that means that what everybody thought, slower growing design segment, which is major part of your revenues, will keep continuing growing that strong like we had it now, plus the strong growth you have in the build segment. Okay.
Exactly, exactly. I mean, the design segment, as we said, we have now an inorganic part as well into the Rofus, but see the organic part. But the guidance for the organic part in the design segment is between 13%-15%. We are slightly above. Of course, we are happy to see them above. And especially here, you see the success of the Nemetschek Group and all what we did. That's exactly what we want to have the brands in the mid-teen double-digit growth rate, and that's perfect. And the same for the build segment. In the build segment, we have also an inorganic part with Design-Data included. We have a strong growing Bluebeam. And also, by the way, that's a very important information because I'm quite sure you are interested in Solibri is now catching up as well. They are now where they are, where we want them to see after a year of okay performance. They are around the 25%-30% of growth mode. Also, Rofus is doing very well. They are in the design segment, and also Design-Data is doing very well. We never said that they are in a completely growth mode, in the growth basket, but they are doing very well with their market position in steel in the U.S., and they are in line with the organic growth rate around the 15%, which is great as well. So all brands are doing well, all indicators in all segments. And by the way, I know it's a smaller segment, but we shouldn't forget about the managed segment, which is doing well as well with such growth rates, all organic, and also the media and entertainment segment, which is nicely from the organic growth rate. We sometimes forget that 13% of organic growth rate is also very nice. So this is why definitely they are performing very well.
Okay, very clear. Thank you.
Thank you, Lars.
The next question is from Knut Woller of Baader Bank. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello. Thank you for taking my questions. Patrick, can you give us an insight into the currency impact in the first quarter? What was the underlying growth adjusted for currency? Then, secondly, I know you do not guide on quarters. However, looking at the second quarter, we had some special situations. Even if we take out this one-off effect from the settlement of the lawsuit, we still would have had broadly a flattish EBITDA margin year-over-year in Q2, which is a bit ahead of your normal seasonality. Looking at this year, is it fair to assume that we should see a normal seasonality in terms of margins, also keeping in mind what you said regarding the new growth initiatives, just to get the models right? And then, on the cash flow side, you elaborated on the effect from the earn-out. It looks also that the accounts receivable were up above revenue growth in Q1. I think that's probably partly affected by the Rofus and the solid license trend probably at the end of the quarter. So should we see here a normalized situation again in the coming quarters? Thank you.
Thank you for the questions. The first one, the currency effect, we had a small tailwind. We would name it between 1%-1.5% on the revenues out of translation, coming mainly from the U.S. business, coming mainly from the dollar. So that's the impact on the revenue side, on the currency side, and in translation effect on revenues. For the margin, as you stated, it's very difficult to see. And of course, we will report Q2 as well without taking the one-time effect. So we make that one, as always, very transparent and clean, and we need to see how the strategic initiatives are going forward. And we assume as well that in general, the seasonality, which was the normal seasonality for 10 years within the Nemetschek Group, comes back, and we try to steer it in that way. But from the margin perspective, as we always stated, we want to invest into that strategic investment because we need to, in order to keep the growth pace. As you said, I can't really guide it for in detail for Q2, but we see in general, the seasonality should be as usual within the Nemetschek Group. And for the cash flow part, you're absolutely right. That's true. There is an inorganic part from the Rofus integrated as well in that part. There is this one-off effect of the Bluebeam earn-out, and that's the only one, and this is why we decided to, of course, report it as well, because all in all, you will see a normalized and a normal conversion rate by the end of the year as well. So all is well in cash flow management as well.
Thank you, Patrick.
Thank you, Knut.
The next question is from Martin Jungfleisch of Kepler Cheuvreux. Please go ahead.
Yes. Hi, good morning. I have four questions, if I may. The first one is on growth rates in foreign markets. Could you please provide the growth rates maybe for the North American and also the Asian market, as you mentioned these two markets in the report? Do you see the growth prospects continuing in these markets, or is there, for example, any markets where growth has been slowing recently? And maybe if you can comment on the performance in the UK. Secondly, if you could give us an update on cross-selling and bundling your products between the brands and customer groups, how that has been going. And then lastly, two more housekeeping questions. First of all, on recurring revenues, if you could tell us the share of pure subscription revenues in the first quarter and then maybe compared to last year. I assume this quarter should have a large increase due to DRofus. And then lastly, on personnel expense, how should we be modeling personnel expense from going from here? Do you see any increase there over the next couple of quarters, or can we assume these Q1 levels for the next couple of quarters going forward? Thank you.
Thank you for your questions. First of all, for the internationalization and the region, and you're right, Asia is a very important region for us, and Asia is working very well. They are more or less above the average. This is why we stated that's definitely a growth region as well. Japan was okay. Japan was in line with the organic growth rate we had, so average and okay. And very good was, and that's a good message, was China. In China, we really see a progress, and as you know, that Graphisoft, we are already there with four brands, but Graphisoft is in discussions with pushing forward the BIM regulations. And with the authorities there, so we see a momentum, a little bit more a dynamic momentum as we saw last year in China. So that's already a very good message. The UK was out of the situation, uncertainty, Brexit, and everything was okay, in line, slightly below the expectation and the average growth momentum we have, but we do see the market as very important. I mean, the UK market is the best example for BIM, pushing forward BIM together with the Nordic countries. The UK market is, from the economy, one of the largest economies we have, so we need to be there, we are going there. And we also try to use the other side of the coin, I would say the challenges and opportunities you have at the moment, to join that market with different brands as well. So UK is a very important market for us. Learning from the BIM, taking the examples from the BIM. Vectorworks is already there. Graphisoft is there. So BlueBIM is there. Solibri as well. And the situation was okay, but we see a good growth potential in the UK as well. America's was. Is it okay for the region's perspective? Or America's was definitely strong growth, and the Nordic countries strong growth. As you know, the Nordic countries in our portfolio are very important in terms of BIM. And Americas was definitely above average, very strong growth. For the cross-selling part, as you know, we are in the meantime differentiate between cross-selling and cross-developing. The cross-developing part is more or less the idea of having the strategic initiatives defined this year. Cross-selling is already working very well in the Nemetschek Group, where it makes sense for the customer. So we just continue that route. So cross-selling could be an idea of definitely a strong partnership. We have Solibri with Graphisoft together, as for example in the whole European regions, also in Australia, they are doing well. And there where it makes sense, for example, Nevaris and Alban is very, very interesting of cross-selling opportunities. So we just continue that route, and we're going and moving forward besides the strategic initiatives of cross-developing. Recurring revenues, you are absolutely right. The stronger growth in Q1 was definitely an influence of DRofus and Design Data. As you know, and maybe already mentioned several times, DRofus is running 100% on subscription. And this is why we have a higher increase there. And Design Data also offers subscription, not only, but also as we and the Nemetschek Group always offering both options. So we have a higher increase in Q1 there because out of those two brands, all in all, we see definitely the 3 to 5% on the overall portfolio on subscription, pure subscription, still continuing, slightly improving because of the DeRofus, but DeRofus from the size has not the biggest impact on the group level, so we see it in line what we already communicated last year. The fourth one, the personal expense. As you know, the main cost driver in our portfolio is personal expense. And when we perform on strategic initiatives, definitely then the main cost driver will remain personal expense. So all the things we are doing in the next quarters for the strategic initiatives, you will see also reflected in the personal expense. This is why we are looking in both, in two ways to the personal expense, the operative personal expense in a way the business needs to scale to efficiency as well. They definitely will not grow proportional to revenues. And you know, we have a basket of mature business where we definitely want to have thriving brands driving the efficiency. But in the overall line, in the P&L line, it might happen that you see a slight stronger growth in personal expense compared to the revenues because out of the strategic initiatives. Because that's our cost driver. That's the one we are investing into future growth opportunities. So at the moment, we are running proportional more or less. But when you see the guidance and when you see the whole year with the strategic initiatives, there you will see a slight change. Hopefully that answers your question.
Yes, perfect. Thank you.
Thank you.
The next question is from Malte Reta of Commerzbank. Please go ahead.
Good morning. Congratulations on the strong results. I'd like to come back on Asia. I think it was 40% year-on-year sales growth. Yes. And can you talk about why the momentum is improving in China and what are the main competitors in the Asian regions? Is it the usual suspects or are there some strong regional players? And then on M&A, what is your current focus in terms of regions and technologies and how are the prices of the companies are developing? And then you said that the momentum at Solibri is improving. I'm interested in what are the reasons for that. And then lastly, maybe you can update us on the performance of Nevaris. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for the questions, Malte. First of all, the Asia part. Definitely the BIM progress is in China the one who is the most important one at the moment, or let's phrase it hopefully soon the past. Regional smaller players, not really BIM qualified, were dominating the market. And this is why the BIM regulation always is a strong market entry for us. And this is why we are pushing so hard on those BIM regulations coming in place in China as well. And there's definitely good projects already in the bigger cities with Graphisoft, Precast, and the other part. And Graphisoft is pushing those regulations. And to be honest and open, it's from a small base, but it's starting now. And the growth rates, if they're going to be over proportional on a percentage wise, that doesn't mean that it's already a huge impact, but it's a future potential market for us. And when this one is starting, we are looking very positive, as we always stated, to China. And Japan was here we come to the discussion, what was in Q4 last year and what is in Q1 this year and what's pulled forward and what's catching up effect. Japan was growing very strong last year. So all in all, we are happy and over average in Japan as well with Profisoft and Vectorworks. Also, Bluebeam is there with a strong Panasonic corporation. So all in all, we want to increase also for the M&A part, and this is why I lead over to the second question. The Asia region is a strong region we want to focus as well in the M&A part when you're asking about regions. All in all, we have still the shortlist in place. It remains. We have the last 3 years delivered 5 targets. All targets are running very nice. All targets are running in both aspects very interesting in AEC, interesting technology, and interesting focus internationalization. So we are searching for both, as we always state. We are searching for regional expansion, and we are searching for technology. And we are searching additionally, DeRofus offers, for example, a complete new customer segment. With DeRofus, we are able to penetrate now the owner segment. We were never integrated into the owner segment. So DeRofus is delivering 3 things. It's delivering a customer segment, it's delivering technology, and an internationalization focus. And this is how the shortlist still consists. Prices are prices. So the whole market is developing into one direction, as you know. But we keep our perspective that it's still realistic getting the deals done with our unique, by the way, unique business model. We are the priority partner of a lot of brands. The Rovers again, we were bidding against Autodesk, Trimble, all the other big competition partners in M&A terms. But we always win them because of our business model. And the valuation remains between 3 and 5 in terms of revenue multiple and 15 to 17 in terms of EBITDA multiple. And we try to get it, of course. Solibri, reasons. First of all, a reason is fair enough to say after a year of integration, it's always a little bit difficult. You report now to a group. You need to find your way. You need to set up IFRS standards. You need to have consolidation in the group. So all in all, it's always a little bit underestimated. So that one was keeping management attendance maybe away sometimes from the market. So they push now with the complete focus to their sales model, and they are in the flow of BIM. I mean, they are a BIM quality checking model, and the more BIM comes in place, and the more we go to three-dimensional products, the more we need to have quality assurance in that process, the better, and that's what we always stated, Solibri is such a strategic investment. The more we get into the BIM world, Solibri is completely in that flow. So that's the reason. Nevaris is doing very well. Nevaris is when we came to okay growth rates last year, we are above those. We are full in line with the organic growth rate at the moment, the 13-15% guidance for the Nemetschek Group, and that's nice to see. So they are continuing to really be in biddings with our main competition here very often. Even so, we have a different customer segment in mind. We are going more for the smaller and the mid-caps. So they are doing well. The product is ready. You know, 1.5 years, we finalized it finally. And now we are really into the sales and marketing idea to distribute a great product. So we are happy with the progress.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
The next question is from Andreas Wolf of Warburg Research. Please go ahead.
Yes, hello, good morning. It's Andreas Wolf, Warburg Research. Congratulations on a good start to the year. A couple of questions left for me. So maybe you could point out how the development is in the recent startup that you bought in focusing on time and costs. How is the progress here? Anything new from that side? And you've touched up on Drofus and the penetration of the owner segment. Are there any implications for the managed segment resulting from this? Obviously, given growth in the other segments and they're strengthening the acquisitions, managed has become a relatively smaller part of the Nemetschek Group. So do you see any possibilities to strengthen this part or to accelerate growth, maybe? Just briefly, on the build segment, you've already mentioned that margin was obviously impacted by growth initiatives, if I got it right. Does it mean that in the other segments we don't see this impact yet? Thank you.
Okay, so for the first one, I need to ask something back. You most probably mean Sablono, or which smaller acquisition?
To be honest, I forgot the name. In Berlin, you bought a startup.
In Berlin, exactly. Yes. That's Sablono. That's within the Outline organization. It's a small share together with the founding investments of other one. They are doing okay. As a startup, I wouldn't say they are exploding at the moment, and as you know from 10 essays in the startup world, one is going through. Bluebeam is an example, which was an exploding startup, so I would say they are doing okay. We try to connect them to our world of Nevaris within Altplan, because this is why I already told you Altplan and Nevaris are very close to cross-selling activities. And they are growing, but not, I wouldn't say, exploding. So, OK, okay in that way. The owner segment, yes, definitely. That's a very interesting part. And involved brands, you could say Gram Solution. You could see Bluebeam as well, when you see the complete value chain. DRofus together with DRofus. And what we always stated, that crucial point when a building or a project is executed, is finalized, the handover to the facility management part. And this is why we at the moment analyze, and you know that as well, and we are keen to work on M&A transaction in the managed segment as well. We are deeply analyzing the managed part as well, because facility management is a big word. It's even bigger than collaboration in the whole AEC. What does that mean? So that you need to really separate the different functions in facility management in our managed segment. And yes, exactly, you're right. We are definitely then having the owner. The owner segment is very interesting for that part as well. And the products involved definitely are Gram Solution. They are into the managed segment. It's Bluebeam, documentation, handover to the facility manager. And it's the DRofus, very close to the owner. So that combination is also in our strategic initiatives and the things we could do even better after we acquired brands. That's the general idea of our strategic initiatives. It's definitely interesting, and it wasn't strategic reasoning for buying DRofus as well. In the build segment, I would separate the margin impact from strategic initiatives to the margin impact when you are in the basket of growth mode. So that what I mean is the operational margin impact. When you are going to deliver more than 30% of organic growth, that's natural, not natural, but that's normal, I would say, that you are below the group average level. So that's with your operational investments. You need to build up an infrastructure. You need to bring up salespeople for your internationalization. You need to invest into the future cooperation of Panasonic with Bluebeam in Japan. All those things, they need to be considered separately from the margin impact for the strategic initiatives. So in the build segment, you definitely see the operational part. You definitely see what we always said. We are happy to see brands growing more than 30% in top line, and we allow them, as long as they can deliver those growth rates, we allow them to be below the group margin. When they can't one day anymore deliver the top line growth rates, definitely they will have a jump in margin because of economies of scales. So this is the idea, and in the build segment you see more that one. And the last one, oh no, that's all, right?
I think that was it. Great, thank you.
Thank you.
The next question is from Lars Dannenberg of Hauck & Aufhäuser. Please go ahead.
Yeah, I have a follow-up question, if I may, regarding Nivaris. If you could give us a bit more glance on the deal pipeline you currently have, so how much pitches are out there, what are the deal size on average, and also how long does the sales process take for you? So from the first contact to the initial signing of a deal. Thank you.
All very detailed questions. And we some of them I can't answer, to be honest, and we need to come back maybe with afterwards after analyzing. But in general, I can say what I know is that the sales pipeline is good filled. So this is why I said they gain momentum at the moment, because the product is ready and the idea, and we won a lot of deals because of the combination out of the Nemetschek Group as well. So the one in the design, because Nivaris is exactly delivering the fourth and fifth dimension, and the first three dimensions we cover well with Vectorworks, Alba, and Graphisoft. So we build it up the idea, everybody who is working on those products as well, they are keen on of another Nemetschek Group product in the construction to make OpenBIM really working, and then they are going to decide for Nivaris as well. And that's our build part and the ERP part together in Altan, and that's a very strong base for us. And given the fact that a financial strong holding stands behind a small, innovative, but good brand like Nivaris, there we see a lot of momentum at the moment when you see digitalization status in construction industry. That's exactly where they are. This is why they like a partner like Nevaris. And me personally, I'm often going there as well, reflecting or presenting the Nemetschek Group behind. So this is what we see. The sales pipeline, they are in the project business. So the wins are taking a little bit longer than in the other business. This is why it's more difficult even to have forecast accuracy in that part, and they win a bigger deal, as we announced, for example, last year, but then maybe they have a more silent period of 2 or 3 weeks. So this is why it's difficult, and it takes 4 to 6 months in average, the whole complete cycle. And the projects are around the 50K, we would say, the project size. And this is what we see in general. This is reflecting as well that we are going more to medium and smaller caps. But we are also invited to the large customers as well. So, if you need to have more detailed one, we can offer that afterwards, but that's at the moment I have so far for Nevaris.
Very clear. Thank you.
Thank you.
As a reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please press 01. There are no further questions. I hand back to the speaker.
Yeah, thank you very much for your interest. As we started this morning, we already thought we will have the winter Q3 call because it's strongly snowing in Germany or in Munich. I wish you all the best. I wish you a nice remaining Q2, and I'm looking forward to the next meetings, roadshows, and informations we have. And yeah, all the best. Have a nice weekend. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your attendance. This call has been concluded. You may disconnect now.